Well, I'm waiting at the station. I can choose my destination. I'm a free soul. I got no chains, but it's a long time between trains. I took a long nap. I read a whole book. I got nice legs. I got decent looks. And I'm not one who complains. But it's a long time between trains. Who'd have thought it all those years I would find myself back here, feeling restless and ignored, staring at the schedule board, wondering why the fates above always arrive. Designed planes. Must have been a hell of a long time. Must have been a long time between trains.
Or afternoon, morning, whatever time it might be in your corner of the world. Andy here from the Andy and Amanda Show, Andy Kimball, going solo with a very special presentation on Coast to Coast. On this episode, it's going to be music, a music show, which a lot of people have talked about and suggested, and we've every once in a while we get a chance to do it, to play some of our favorite tunes and some of your favorite tunes that we received by request. We're going to kind of put a combination of those tunes together here on this particular episode of the Andy and Demanda Show. We just heard from a good friend of mine from way back, a blast from the past, Susan Warner. She is out of Iowa and then moved to Philly and then went to Chicago and I think is back in Philly now, touring the country. Just a remarkably talented musician, singer, songwriter. Recently wrote a score for a New York, I think Broadway-bound play called Bull Durham, from what I hear. That went really well. And has a whole lot of recordings out and conveys a lot of different styles and feel for her music, and you should really check her out. Susan Warner. We're going to move right along here, and let's stay with the women singer-songwriters. How about if we hear Tracy Chapman? This is by request. You know what it is. I don't need to tell you. You know what song this is. Tracy Chapman here on the Andy Demanda Show.
Turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. To call me. Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Someone to hold me, oh, and rock me through the You and there ain't no more to say.
Okay, so all you farm women out there are wondering what kind of fun it is to be up here with all these wonderful looking men. You got it. This one's for you.
We heard from Tracy Chapman. Oh, great song. That tune made her. Just so well done, so well written. Tracy Chapman with her hit song called Give Me One Reason. And then we heard Bonnie Raitt and John Hiatt with his tune called A Thing Called Love. We're going to move right along now. We're going to change things up. and hear from the Jake Isles Band, one of my favorites going back from the 70s. I'm from the East Coast, from Philadelphia, and every time Jake Isles Band came through town, you know, I was sitting there practically in the front row. I also had the opportunity to produce the Jake Isles Band, which was great, because I got to hang out with the band and meet them all and hang out for a bit, and produced and promoted one of their shows. And this is back in the late 70s, and what a good time that was. I did a bunch of other concerts as well, but that was very memorable. So let's go do it to it. The Jake Isles Band with a tune called Looking for Love.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Jake Isles Band. Let's hear it. Great band, great bunch of guys. Jake Isles is no longer with us, unfortunately. Peter Wolf is out there still doing it. Magic Dick on the harp. I could get the names of the bass player and the keyboard player. I can look on the drummer. Excuse me, fellas. You can look it up, I guess. Jake Isles Band. Terrific band. And love their sound. I've seen them so many times. And again, it was such a great opportunity to be able to produce them. So it was a lot of fun back in the 70s. Let's keep it moving along right now. With the next tune, we're going to hear from an incredibly talented bluesy singer-songwriter. I got to tell you a quick story. I was in a small town called Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. It's at, about 12 miles or so outside of Philadelphia, to the west of Philadelphia in the suburbs. And a Borders bookstore, I think it was. It was a Barnes & Noble. I think it was Borders. And walked in the store and heard some great music. Walked in the back where they sell the music, the CDs and so forth. And there was a guy sitting down playing the guitar and singing like you wouldn't believe. His name happened to be Keb Moe. And we're going to hear one of my favorite tunes of his solo live called She Just Wants to Dance. Keb Moe.
Thank you very much. Oh, she just wants to dance.
That was live, recorded at Live Aid, I believe, 91-ish or so, right around there. Yes, our next artist here on the Andy Mander Show is, we're going to change it around a little bit, do some kind of finger-picking, some bluegrass music by one of the best ever walked this planet, a guy by the name of Doc Watson. For those of you who don't know Doc, he's an incredible bluegrass player from the south, eastern portion of the United States, and he was blind and learned guitar blind and toured over the country, just played incredible things, has played with a lot of great people, and he was touring for quite a while with his son Merle. Unfortunately, Merle was killed in a tractor accident quite a while back. I did have the opportunity to see them both up front and close a couple times, actually, and what amazing players, amazing players. And we're going to hear one of my favorite Doc tunes. He didn't write this, but he does it. That's a tune I used to cover as well quite a long time ago. I probably couldn't get through it now, but it was. I remember playing it. God, I'm dating myself. This is a tune called Deep River Blues, and we're going to hear it by Doc Watson.
Let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, cause I got them deep river blues. Let that old river rise and fall, and let the big waves make a wall, cause I got them deep river blues. All right, son. Walks just like a waterfowl when I get them deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me. The fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues. Give me back my boat. I'm gonna sail if she'll float. Yes, I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. Time's getting better there, I'm told, boys. I got them deep river blues with me. I'm gonna go down, don't you see? Yes, I got them deep river blues. And now I'm going to say goodbye. If I sink, then just let me die, cause I got them deep river blues. Get her, girl.
Yes, Doc Watson. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He actually passed away this month, May, I think it was May 29, if my memory serves me correct, 2012. We lost Doc. That was a recording of Doc and his son, Merle Watson. Amazing, just amazing. How about if we keep the vibe, the bluegrass vibe and the folky vibe going? Let's hear from a guy named David Bromberg. This is one of my faves, a lot of people's faves, called Sleep Late in the Morning. I'm going to learn this, folks. Someday you'll come out to an Andy Kimball show and you'll see me playing the song. A little tough, but you'll hear why. But David Bromberg, he's another one of these guys. He started out early. He was really well known in the early 70s, was playing all over the place. You know, kind of came out of that New York, Greenwich Village folk vibe. And was touring over the place, doing really well, and then decided to take a hiatus, which he did for 15 years. He ended up making violins and opened a violin shop in the Wilmington, Delaware area. He still has that, and some you can still go down there and meet and see Dave. And he's out. He came back into the music biz again years later, 15 years later, and is just doing an amazing job. He's incredibly talented and a great entertainer. And Well, let's do it to it. Let's hear David Bromberg tune again. This is called Sleep Late in the Morning here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Of course, just Andy this time, but it is the Andy and Amanda Show. David Bromberg here, Blog Talk Radio.
Told me today, she said, oh, you're wasting your life away. She said, it's bad how you spend your time, and you never make a dime. I said, I like to sleep. Can't keep living this way, broke from day to day. I gotta stop this running around. I'll get a job and settle down. I said I like to, oh yeah, oh no child, to the wild. I know this can't go on. I should be up at dawn. Get a job and do it right, and be in bed by 8 each night. Oh, but I
like to sleep late in the morning.
Well, hard. I don't know how I do it. I don't know why I do it. Well, there's a lot just waiting for me. As straight as how it should be. I'll be smiling all the time. Get my hair cut and my sneakers shine. I said I like to late. Well, oh no, child, I make love to while I'm living. This gal told me today, she said, homely, you're wasting your existence away. She said, it's a scandal how you choose to pass your time. And you'll never earn an honest Roosevelt dime. I said I liked in
the morning.
Oh, where? Oh, no, I make
love
to the
wild.
Get drunk on the bottle. See you in a little bit.
in January, we're doing the Jam Cruise, going down to Belize from Miami.
It won't be snowing.
You can lock yourself on a ship with us for 5 days.
Trapped on the boat.
Back and forth.
Same jokes, day after day. That's really encouraging, Jackie. I'm looking forward to it.
No, it's one of those, yeah. Ships that don't rock. Well, it'll be rocking, though.
Well said, well said. Well, with that in mind, how about a little I Know You Rider act?
Jarl will be signing his books himself in his own hand.
Who else? You know, Jack, you should really write a book. You really should. It'd be about 1,500 pages long, I guess.
Thank you.
Jack Cassidy, otherwise known as Hot Tuna. There's a lot of Hot Tuna recordings out there, some with just Jack and Norma, some with the full band, and some with Norma Kaukonen solo, which is also an incredible pleasure to listen to and see him live if you have the opportunity. Norma Kaukonen was the lead guitar player in a band called the Jefferson Airplane. Remember Volunteers of America? Volunteers of America. That was Norma Kaukonen. And he's kind of entered the guitar, finger-picking, folky, bluesy world years ago after the Jefferson Airplane adventure. And he's also got a music guitar camp in Ohio called Fur Peace Ranch. And he's got a bunch of really great instructors, and he teaches and gives concerts and there's performances out there. You go camping or stay in a cabin and have these seminars and workshops all day long and concerts at night. Fur Peace Ranch. Check it out. All right, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe we'll step it up a bit right about now. I'm going to move to step it up. What do you think, eh? Let's hear some, let's see what we got cooking. How about if we go Susan Sajewski and Derek Trucks with their version, their interpretation of a John Prine song called Angel from Montgomery. And actually, it's a medley. It's a little jam session, live jam. They're going to do Angel from Montgomery, followed by a tune that you may have heard the Grateful Dead play many times called Sugar Ray. Let's hear their interpretation and version of this song. It's going to blow you away, I'm pretty sure. Here we go. Susan Sajewski and Derek Trucks.
Angel, the to believe in this living is just a long ways ago. Just a free resume. But oh, that was such a long time. And no matter how I try, those years they just flow by like a broken down babe. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster for my own. Just a hard ways ago. it can be so hard. To believe in this living is just a hollow ways to go.
Mm-mm. Do it to it. The Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, Andrew from Montgomery and Sugar Ray, recorded live, played here on the Andy and Amanda Show, Coast to Coast Live. We're on Blog Talk Radio and heard around the world, 22 countries, I think it is now, and carried by multiple podcast distributors over the internet. Very cool. I'm enjoying this, folks. This is kind of a departure from the normal, our live talk show. And again, if you want to get in our live talk show, we're going to return next week, Monday. And 515-605-9888 is the number to get in on the show, join the conversation. And if you like this music program and you have some suggestions, songs you'd like to hear, artists you'd like to hear, comedians, authors, what do you want us to do on the show, your show? AndyAndAmandaShow@gmail.com. We aim to please and try to accommodate the best we can. So I'm going to play another one of my faves, talking about amazing songwriters and performers, a guy by the name of John Hiatt. And he's going to be accompanied by none other than the amazing slide guitarist, Sonny Landreth. Oh, speaking of amazing slide guitarist, I should mention that in that previous song we just heard, Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. Derek joined the Allman Brothers Band in, 1999? He officially became their official guitar player in the band. And if some of those guitar licks sounded familiar on that Gibson SG guitar that he has, and you kind of tie it to the Allman Brothers, that's why, because he is the Allman Brothers guitar player. Amazing. Anyway, John Hiatt and Sonny Landreth do a John Hiatt tune that you may have heard, I bet you did at some point, somewhere, called Riding with the King. You may have heard it by B.B. King and Eric Clapton. Well, that was an amazing man, powerhouse version of that tune, eh? But the guy who wrote the tune is, in fact, John Hiatt. We heard a John Hiatt tune just a little while ago called A Thing Called Love that Bonnie Raitt sang lead vocals on, and John Hiatt was backing her up. Incredible songwriter, singer. Here we go. I hear it right now. John Hiatt, Sonny Landreth, Riding with the King. Enjoy.
Is gonna make me cross. Yeah, that's right. Well, on a TWA to the promised land, every woman, child, and man gets a Cadillac and a diamond ring. The new frontier is gonna take us all on out of here. Up to that mansion on the hill, where you can get your prescription there. Any kind of pill. Stand.
a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made out of solid gold. Had a guitar hanging just about waist high, and we're gonna play these things until the day we die.
Sonny Landreth on the slide guitar. And I guess letting us squeeze one more tune in here. It's a fave of mine by none other than the great James Taylor called Mexico. This is recorded live as well. Here on the Andy Demander Show, it's been a pleasure. My name is Andy Kimball. It's been great sharing these tunes with you. We're going to do it again with some more tunes across diverse genres, from folk to bluegrass to country and rock and roll. Maybe even we'll touch upon some classical. We'll see. Anyway, thank you for joining us on this very special episode of the Andy Demander Show. And it's been great great being with you. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Tell your friends about it. Join the live shows, and you can join our conversation, whatever Amanda and I end up talking about. It's a crazy fun show. We've been compared to the TV show Frasier and Seinfeld and radio show Howard Stern and everything in between. It's a fun, fun talk radio show, and we welcome you to join the party. Here's James Taylor, Mexico. We'll see you soon, folks. All the very best. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Way down here, you need a reason to be a fool. Run your stateside games, lose your love, leave your mind behind, baby James. Oh, Mexico, it sounds so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. I guess I'll have to go now. Americana got this sleepy eye, but its body's still shaking, it's like a live wire. Sleepy senorita with the eyes on fire. Oh, Mexico, it sounds so sweet with the sun sinking low. The moon so bright, lights a light up the night, like to make everything alright. Thank you.
writes a long letter, sends back a postcard, times are hard.
I guess I'll have to see.